USDA recently announced that three projects would be funded in Alabama through the new Regional Conservation Partnership Program. And Steve Musser, Assistant State Conservationist for Programs with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, says one of those is a critical conservation area project.
And one of the critical conservation areas for the Southeast identified was longleaf pine. And so different folks applied, and the one that was funded was the Conservation Fund. They bring a unique idea to the table in that they're going to go after blocks of land that privately, large tracts of land that are owned corporately, that will convert loblolly, put a conservation easement on lands that will convert loblolly to the longleaf pine ecosystem, which would then provide a lot of timber and things in the mills and jobs, and it would also provide critical habitat for threatened endangered species like the indigo snake, the gopher tortoise, the diamondback rattlesnake, things like that.
Now, the Conservation Fund will lead the $5 million Coastal Headwaters Project, which launches a historic partnership to create a 205,000-acre sustainable working forest comprised of native longleaf pine in the lower Alabama and Florida Panhandle region. To learn more about technical and financial assistance available through conservation programs, just visit nrcs.usda.gov or stop by your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.